Why You? 101 Interview Questions You'll Never Fear Again. Written and read by James Reed.
Foreword. It seems right that a book about interviews should start with a question. Here's mine for you. When did you last have a life-changing conversation? The chances are, if you're applying for jobs and being invited to interview, you're about to have one. There won't be any dry runs or dress rehearsals. You'll have one go, and you'll need to give it your best shot. I wrote Why You to help prepare you for this moment. I did so because so many people have told me that they left interviews feeling like they were underprepared when they went in, that they had felt nervous, and that they wished they had had a better idea of what questions to expect. This book will be your coach and guide, so that when you start that crucial conversation, you will feel more confident and better prepared. It will help you to present the best version of yourself, and by doing so, to seize the moment. The latest edition contains a new chapter entitled The Future of Work, with 10 new crowdsourced interview questions. They were chosen to help you understand the changing needs of employers since the book was first published, and how to address those needs when you go for an interview. Why You has helped many thousands of readers move on in their lives and careers. I sincerely hope that it will help you too.
Chapter 1. All in the Mind. Well, life all comes down to a few moments. This is one of them. Wall Street, 1987, 20th Century Fox. One moment. Can the path of a person's entire life come down to what they do in just one or two decisive moments? The guitarist Andy Summers certainly thinks so. You might not recognize Summers' name, but you'll know his work. Summers was one-third of The Police, one of the most successful rock bands of all time. Maybe you're not a fan, but you'd have to agree that Summers, in being a guitarist in a rock band, landed a job that many of us would love to have. His job took him to almost every country in the world. He did creative things all day. He met interesting people and devoted fans. He was paid a ton of money for doing something he loved, something that came naturally to him. Truly great work if you can get it. So how did he get it? He got it by boarding a London tube train and sitting down at random next to a drummer named Stuart Copeland. People don't usually talk on the tube, but for some reason those two struck up a conversation that day. It was a conversation in which they told each other what kind of music they wanted to make. Each convinced the other that he was sincere and suitable. They clicked. They formed a band. They met Sting. They went to work. Take out that last bit about Sting, and you've got a perfect description of what happens at a good job interview. Two people talking from the heart about a common interest, each setting out what they have to offer. Admittedly, this is different from the ritualized job interview that many of us are familiar with. When the time came for Summers to write his autobiography, he called it One Train Later, because if he'd taken the next train along, he wouldn't have met Copeland, and none of his enchanted career would have happened. Clearly, it was one of those moments when the entire course of his life could have gone one way or another, just as occurs in a job interview. Maybe you feel that Summers didn't interview for his job, that he succeeded by having a skill, in his case playing the guitar, and by honing that skill with hours of practice every day. You'd be right, but skills are never the full picture. It's more accurate to say Summers was fully prepared when his moment of death...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?